Sanity We Trust Productions presents Mass the Affecting Transcendence.
Hello and welcome back for part 2 of session 19 of Mass Effect Transcendence, where we left things off. The team had captured an alleged terrorist sympathiser, the scientist Kirella Arisen, a Mass Effect and kinetics shielding specialist. They've taken her to their prepared interrogation spot in a warehouse they've hired and built prefab stuff in. And we were just having a discussion before we came back in about basically who was going to do what, good cop, bad cop, who was going to be in the room, who wasn't. So, where do we pick things up again? She is in the interrogation chamber. She's taken the bag off her head. Usually look at Turian female, slightly bluish-brown skin and plates. She's warily eaten and drunk, sipping both and tasting both first to see probably if it's drunk and then eaten afterwards. Then there's no apparent adverse effects. And you're now basically gathered beyond in the warehouse planning who's going to do what when.
So, first things first, I think we leave her for at least 12 hours. No contact, nothing.
It's late in the day by this stage, by the time you've got back, so you can leave her overnight.
We need to contact the Tribune and find out whether he's got somewhere we can stash her afterwards. Also, whatever information he's got on her, a military record, all that sort of stuff, because those are things that will be useful in the interrogation.
Yeah, to be honest, that's probably going to be absolutely vital, making sure we've got as much of her bio now as possible.
And it will also help us establish whether she's telling the truth or not initially.
Can we bunk down and stay here overnight?
Yes.
And take shifts watching through the camera?
It's a big place, so yeah.
Yeah, no problem. So you've got a warehouse-sized space, including getting the stuff on.
We'll give her an uncomfortable night's sleep and give us a good one.
Okay, so contact about Tribune for other things. It comes through on the comms. Penumbra, what have you got for me?
Oh, I'm talking, sorry.
Yes. You're always talking. You're good at it.
We've captured one of the scientists. We would like some more information on her.
Ask away.
Her military record, what was all the other stuff?
Does she have family?
Yeah. Family, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, if they've got a dossier on it.
As complete a biography as they can build up.
Basically, yeah, so I'll say that.
I'll have a hard copy with you by tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Also, do they have somewhere we can...
Oh, and
do they have
It's getting late.
Oh, and one more thing. do you have anywhere you can stash her for the duration of the mission later once we get information from her?
Ideally, if you can gain admission from her of her involvement or her sympathies, then yeah. But yes, we can hold her in detention. But most ideal if you can get a confession from her of links with. If she does confess to that, that would be ideal for what I do with her next.
We shall see what we can do. Thank you, Trevor.
Good luck. Okay, so you bunk down in the place overnight. Various people keeping watch. Much of it's when she paces around the chamber, because it's basically roofed and stuff as well, so there's no easy ways out, it's being sealed up. So she paces around the chamber, tests the walls, but they're too thick to sort of break through, listens at them and see if she can hear much, checks the door, again, it's all solidly built, there's no easy ways out. She tries working, seeing if she can get the tie loose. Again, it's been done that, no problem. And then basically looks like she's conserving her energy rather than like throwing herself against the walls or ripping at her wrist. She's just going, right, okay, what are the basic parameters of this confinement? Okay.
The other thing we're not going to get to yet is the sleep deprivation and disorientation. That's something for later.
And yeah, she obviously naps for a chunk of it as well, but not very comfortable on the floor.
If we struggle to get anything, then we can switch to using that as well, because that's quite effective.
The next day, you receive a delivery from one of the Tribune's aide with the dossier. Information within about Kirella Arisen. So, information about military record. As you know, she worked for the hierarchy for the Dacian Engineering Corps. She served in a number of crashes against raiders. And she was also... during the Eden Prime War, when one of the Geth rays came into Dacian space, it attacked one of the scientific outposts she was on as well.
Um, she's fought against them.
Yes. That's literally the last couple of years. But before that, she did serve in active conflicts against raiders, including the Terminus system and then Batarians.
Information on her training?
Full combat training as part of the engineering comp, because she was a combat engineer. Mm. Go out with the heavy vehicles and the spacecraft and stuff like that, the aircraft. And fixing grunts gears on the gear on the front line kind of stuff.
Any counter-interrogation training?
It's not nothing special is listed, but she almost certainly received some because she was in the Tyrian military.
So whatever their basic level of training for that stuff is not special forces level.
But everybody's in the military.
I can tell you what is the basic level of training.
The security, internal security has no record of her being taken part in special forces. Or being trained on special forces.
Do we have anything like a psych profile for when she was in the military?
Pretty standard. What you'd expect from a Turian, squad-minded, devoted, determined to achieve her goals. You know, going through, slogging through horrible weather and dangerous fire to do her, the task she was allocated. She was decorated on occasion for her service. It was nothing amazingly groundbreaking, like incredible bravery in fire, but she just did her job very well.
Family, anything like that?
Yep, Dacia, family on Dacia.
What kind of people? And where are they?
About 7 different relatives listed, from obviously parents, aunt, uncle, two siblings, and a believed associate, because this was from because they've been watching her on the basis of stuff. They think she has a lover who lives in actually the city you just in, actually.
Do you have his name?
Yes, or I haven't written it down.
Okay. As long as have the names of her brother or sister.
Yes, you've got the name, you've got family names.
Because that's good.
Yeah, and the addresses. You can drop them all into your conversation when you need to.
Anything that they've collected by way of...
Including some shots of surveillance of the family members with the associated note. They do not appear to be deeply involved in this. They do not appear to have the same separatist links she does, but some of them have separatist sympathies.
Hmm. Anything that they gather by way of blackmail material?
Not really. I mean, there were the separatist sympathies in some of the family members who are mostly working these days in engineering and other sort of industrial stuff in and around Sagadawa. Beyond that, nothing huge, unfortunately, no. Other than blackmail material, she's working with separatists. She's working with Galerius, possibly.
And what specifically is the information they've got on her working with Galerius?
Again, she appears to be... Either Galerius has been contacting the separatists within the Solaris Institute. It's either for technological, scientific help directly from their expertise, or he may be using Solar Institute shuttle runs and things to move stuff around the system. Both of these have been hinted at by Eterna models, but the internal security do not have the proof. They just believe that's from reliable sources.
So obviously we'll be recording everything she says.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've got monitors on her that you're watching from outside. Yeah.
So I convey the wish of Tribune that if she can implicate herself in this, then
it would be helpful if she is.
Then it would be much easier for him to keep her detained.
Well, so who goes in?
I'll go in first.
Okay,
but I'm not going. It's going to be kind of. So, like an extra half an hour of the kind of like the silent treatment.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to go in and watch her for half an hour,
literally from the other side of the table.
Okay, so
table?
Who's going to bring her? So us two will bring her out from the room
to the interrogation room,
okay. And then she'll have her hands chained to the table.
Okay,
it's not uncomfortable, but it's just so that she can't.
And
get
then
up
you're there. Waiting in there.
Yeah.
So you sit down. She sits, obviously sat down on the other side, and you're in your full line with clouded whatever visoring there is.
And actually, I come in after the half hour.
Yeah, that's the plan.
During the half hour, she watches you for about 5 minutes, just like scrutinising you. And then eventually she speaks. It was Krogan, huh?
You're passive. And you're also going to try and find as comfortable a stance for as long as you kind of keep it off. Yeah. As almost as if he's about to kind of lunge. It's that kind of coiled, ready to...
Ready to pounce.
Funny, really, that they bring a Zenma like you along.
What?
Zenma means herd animal. It's a grave insult for monk Tyrians. I mean, I don't know if you've studied natural history or evolution very much. Probably not. Most of your kind just thick-headed bruises, right? But Krogan have the eyes on the side of the head. That's usually a distinction to show that they're herd animals. Your ancestors were cattle.
I make a smiley on the tablet.
Cade is genuinely amused by this.
Yes, as is your take. Actually quite amusing. Again, silent, passive.
Well, he stood through the Hannah performers stuff, so...
I've been dealing with this sort of shit for 100 years, so it's the case of it. But what... Oh, gosh. I don't have enough substitute to possibly try and pull this off. I will kind of react... Mm-hmm. It's almost kind of as if I'm about to suddenly pounce, but then having to kind of like control myself.
Okay, give me a manipulation plus subterfuge check.
Two successes.
She flinches slightly when you do that, but then seems satisfied that by your reaction.
Well, yeah, that's what she wanted.
Hopefully you're convincing enough that she thinks she needled you enough to react without thinking.
Silent treatment, huh? Wow, your life must be interesting.
He's the strong and silent type. I write on our comms.
Wake me up when you evolve the capacity to speak. And she just puts her head down on the table.
Chewing on her. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a brief look in terms of making sure she isn't
not
trying
chewing
to...
on her restraint.
She isn't trying to do something. Again, passive, silent.
She goes to sleep. Or she dozes off anyway.
She's obviously conserving her energy.
You might want to just step it up a bit now.
Okay, and sort of over the
by half an hour in, she's apparently dozing on the table.
Did you want to do something first?
No, come in. It's time to come in then.
There's no point waiting half an hour.
Yeah.
But if you start poking her...
No, you might as well wait for the half hour, because the point is it's got to be on our timetable. And if she falls asleep a bit, well, so what?
Well,
after half an hour...
Let's just carry on with it rather than.
So Sam comes in.
So after half an hour, she doesn't wake up when she hears the door obviously being open and closed, or sliding open and closed, so she blinks slightly. She breasts up and focuses on Tyrian eyes, focusing on you for a moment. Obviously, looking, giving an assessment.
Take in the scene for a moment as if I haven't been watching.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we need to start with simple truth establishing questions about who she is and what she does and all those sorts of things. To establish a baseline for both the polygraph VI and for the people watching.
Not the Zenma, huh?
Okay. Actually, I'll say something else first. I'll say, hey, so how are you getting on with Tulia these days? Name of her sister.
If you want something from me other than this being some sick joke, you might as well start indicating what that is. I'm not interested in chatting with a bunch of kidnappers. So kill me or ask me what it is you want to know about.
Questions first, later maybe.
Start with the questions. Establish who she is.
So... how about you tell us your name?
There's a moment of sort of slight mischievousness on her face as she knows it's probably a bad thing to say to a bunch of people who just kidnapped her off the street. You know, it's not the kind of thing you would say. This is being smart ass. This is not what you should generally do with people who kidnap on the street because they might beat each other. Don't tell me you're actually the worst kidnappers ever if you don't know who I am. You do know who I am, right? You have got my name.
Or are you just in the habit of snatching people off the street?
So the first thing Yul says is quite like your name.
Oh God, you're all idiots.
Let her think we're all idiots.
Want me to act that good?
Not good.
No, because this level of defiance is not the sort of thing you can maintain indefinitely.
Chris, it's
wearing.
Spirit, not good.
Oh yes, that's right. Yeah, spirit, she's a spirit.
Besides which,
my name is Aurelia Cisterces. That's the name of the senator. She just said, basically picked random, but you know, random celebrity.
Okay, so we have a false. That's good as well.
Yeah, okay, good enough.
We've got a falsehood registered.
Thank you, very helpful.
Place of birth.
No, hang on, this needs to stay on this. So, confirm your name is.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Okay.
We need to get truth out of her as well, so you need to say to her, can you confirm that your name is? And Kirella,
give her a real name. Real name is Kirella Horizon.
The point is that while she's being defiant, we can't appear to respond to it, because that then gives her a sense of control over the situation.
Yeah.
I think, actually, if you're doing this polygraph thing, you need to be doing that bit, because I don't know what you want to be doing.
Well, I can tell you by the technique.
Okay.
So, ask her to confirm that her name is Kirella... What's her surname?
Horizon.
So, kindly confirm... Are you in fact Gorilla Horizon?
No, I'm Aurelia Cisterces. I was born on a circus, in a circus, and I travelled the world as a young man, until I had a gender change.
Then again, probably tapping quite a lot of the umbeetle in terms of they're modifying the sort of polygraph ever so slightly and things like that.
You stop picking up on you to take the piss like this.
I think I walk behind her and I reef her.
Okay. Okay, what's the...
Okay.
I thought we were supposed to use...
I thought you were a good cop.
I think she's already reached her limit. I'm pissed off now. Do you have the nice broth?
Okay, so it's...
No, you don't.
I've done this in so long. I like reading. Okay, let me just do the... What have I done? That was bashing damage. Have I done some J? Probably.
Yeah, 15 minutes, so it's come back.
So
would have healed all
it's
that.
One bashing damage to cast it. You roll resolve plus distortion against the opposed roll of their stamina.
If the last time you took bashing, you'd have had it back. This has been a little ago.
She only rolled one success.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Three plus.
It's not
re-rolls.
Successes aren't relevant as long as you beat her. As long as you beat her, then with the success. So it lasts for your resolve round 5. Okay, so basically there's a crackle of biotic energies where you raise your hand and make the gesture, and there's that warping space around it, and she crackles with it and sort of snarls and hisses in extreme agony. She basically doubles over the table, face down. It.
We are not here to play games.
I'm going. Oops.
And then, so after about the half minute it takes her to properly recover, sort of slower breath while landing back, she's silent because she was just extremely agony.
Yeah, let's confirm her name. Even if we have to ask this question all day, we need to get to confirm it, to get the baseline, and to establish that we're not playing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's try this again, shall we? Would you kindly confirm, though, that you're in fact Gorilla Horizon?
Fuck you.
No. Because that looks too much like an emotional response to it.
Yeah. Why are we doing this, actually?
The reason why we're doing it, one, it's part of the interrogation process. You're trying to break some of these down.
She's given you an answer that's actually true. She hasn't given us any true answers yet.
Before
she's
we actually.
She's got to learn that there are consequences for lying to us. You've got to not look like you're pissed off, but you've got to punish her for.
Hopefully, you shouldn't need to pull the reeve out again for a while because you've shown that we have a stick as well as a carrot.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to. Can't establish that kind of pattern.
And the if we still get nowhere, then we have the option of end the interrogation, put her back in a cell and leave her for 12 hours or whatever, and then start again. It's painful, it's laborious, it's painful, it's tedious, but that's the way you have to work to break someone down without simply resorting to guns to the head and stuff like that.
See, one thing that's really interesting about animals is how much patience they've got. I can really see that you... that this must be quite disorientating. To come out of your working morning into this.
She's not saying anything. She's just looking down at the table at this point.
So, confirm your name.
Why do you want me to confirm my name?
Can you see me?
Are you behind her?
No, just it's kind of the way I'm with you now.
Oh, she yes, she's got yes.
Truth.
Useful reference point for the Peter.
That's why I said it.
Keep working until we get a truth or response. We need to keep working on the name.
You just did get a truth or response.
Yes.
No, but I mean on the name as well.
Because we asked it and they should answer it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Otherwise, she feels like she's won something on us.
So you will say, just again, very loud, kind of cutting across, your name.
Doesn't say anything.
One more time, and if we get nothing, shut it down. Put it back in the cell.
Explain to her it's going to take an awful lot longer before anything happens if she doesn't cooperate.
She could very well be... Sorry. She could very well be playing for time.
Mm. So we need to start... The point of putting her back is to create the impression that we have lots of time.
Okay. We're not greatly on timescale compared with our missions. We can take a little while on this.
In the room.
So... You may notice that we are giving you quite a lot of choices here.
You're giving me nothing. You've told me nothing about why you've taken me or what you want, actually want from me.
Well...
We'll get to that. Your name.
No. You either get to it or you get nothing from me. I have no interest in helping you along to whatever it is you're trying to achieve here by snatching me off the street. So either you give me some reason to actually want to cooperate... beyond stabbing me occasionally with a biotic needle, whatever the fuck you're using.
Do you want me to bring in the portfolio of everything we know about her? Some
I think it's too soon.
Too soon?
Too soon.
I think it's too soon.
Yeah.
I think. End it, put it back in a cell.
Actually.
Okay, we can do this fast and smooth, and you can be out of here in no time.
No.
Or it can take longer.
Leave the interrogation for room.
I have no idea what you want, so I have no idea whether it's in my interest for it to take a short or long time or if you're just going to kill me. So, given you're probably going to kill me, you know what? I'm going to have it taking a long time, so I stay alive longer.
Well, you probably not believe herd animals that they wouldn't kill someone anyway. So, at this point, what we want from you is your name.
That's obviously not why you snatched me off the street, so no.
Okay.
I believe she needs more time to think. Play the thinking music and then start piping in as loudly as possible. Whatever the latest Omega club scene.
You don't have crazy stuff like that set up in here, like crazy.
Well, not even like it, well, even just for like a speaker or something to play.
It just looks amateur.
It's not going
to
work.
You wouldn't set it up like that anyway.
Put it back in a cell.
If you want to, you can do it, but you need to go and get stuff for it.
So I've gone out.
Okay, in that case, don't worry about it. Take her back to her cell.
Just leave her in there. Just leave her in the interrogation room. It's fine.
No, not in the interrogation room. Put her back in a cell.
Yes. Okay.
You don't want her in somewhere potentially with a table, which you might actually eventually be able to pull apart.
Because the whole point of the cell is that we've made it.
And no more food and no more water.
Yeah, because it's not time yet anyway. So.
And if we can turn the lighting up, make it as uncomfortable time
How
for it as well.
How long can Turians go without water?
Quite a long time. Quite longer than the urine. It's probably about twice as long as the urine.
Doesn't mean you don't get thirsty though.
Doesn't mean it stops being uncomfortable.
You know, I can run this suit's water for ages. Doesn't mean I'd not rather have a free, recycle piss sucks.
Okay, so yeah, back in the cell, lights up in there this time, for now. And
as bright as we can make it in there.
And leave for another 12 hours.
Mm.
And if you're sleeping, we need to interrupt the sleeping with some noise.
Well, if we've already said that we didn't have anything set up, then we were going to have to like put like a drone or something in the room with her.
Or one of you could just walk in every so often.
Yeah.
Walk in or hammer on the walls or doors.
Well, hammering on the walls won't help because they're soundproof well enough that she can't hear what's going on outside.
Okay. Let's just walk in and ask her name every hour. Keep her awake every time she falls asleep. Just walk in and ask her a name. She'll give it to you eventually in order to get some sleep.
Check the local news network, see if there's been anything's been reported about her disappearance.
Nothing, and Prism's been checking it as well. Freeney's been just updating himself. Still nothing. There's no indication of an alert about.
Hopefully, it's too soon for anyone to have noticed.
Let's keep an eye on the perimeter.
Yeah, we'll get noticed for too long, I mean, if she's working there, if they're meant to be looking after her because she's no longer on the institute, eventually someone's going to notice in the near future.
Yeah, but
that she's gone.
The thing I remember,
do you have the name of her lover?
Hmm?
Do we have the name of her lover?
Yes, I just didn't read that.
Yeah,
see, okay. You do have a name, yeah.
I mean, apart from just keeping a good sweep of the. Perimeter.
The best threat you've got is that it won't be her being interrogated, it'll be somebody she cares about. You switch the positions.
Yeah, but that's once we get to, we're asking her about the terrorist sympathies. I don't want to get to it too quickly.
Because it's all our best ammunition out the window.
Yeah. And we need to break her down a little bit first. If she's this defiant, she's definitely not going to give up the terrorist sympathies, is she?
If you think about even modern day standard police tactics, it's often periods of isolation, questions, often quite innocuous stuff.
But we haven't got infinite time. Somebody will notice she's missing.
Yes.
They won't find her very quickly.
Also, her motivations are different than if, say, this was the police.
Yeah.
Because as far as she's concerned, you could be an execution squad. So she has, from her point of view, go on as long as she can, because that way she survives, among other things, for longer. Or can stymie you or generally cause trouble for you. If you're taken in by the police, generally you can be fairly certain that you can answer the questions and they'll let you go or charge you with something and you can get legal representation and things like that. You're not just thrown in a cell and forgotten about.
So we need to do everything we can basically to try and weaken her now before the next round of questions. I don't think there's anything else that we can do other than maybe pumping her full of drugs, but Yul's not too comfortable with that because it's going to affect her judgment.
One of the things is, remember, she has mind scram, but if you're just asking her random crappy stuff, then it's not going to help.
We'll save that for later.
Yes, my name is Blarg. Okay.
Sam better take a few hours sleep.
Yeah.
Yes, generally recover and get your bashing damage back and stuff like that. So, are you guys basically hanging around the warehouse during this time, receiving feeds in from the prism and just keeping an eye
on things? Yeah, make sure there's one person watching her
all times.
Okay, then next day, basically, I guess.
Yeah.
Next day? Okay. So, I guess you know about that.
Her method at the moment in the cell is basically, to avoid the increased light, is shoving his face down like that, you know. Just blocking her face in so he's not getting overly affected by extreme light.
In the door every so often.
Yeah, obviously, and wake her up, and then she then, you know, tries to doze again. She's sometimes awake just naturally, but yeah. Okay, so another round.
Mm-hmm.
So, intake in the room. Are you giving her the silent treatment again, or are you doing something different this time?
Yeah. You've done that.
Straight to the questions. So let's bring her in.
Okay. So this is the next morning.
Have a cycle of questions, go through, see if you can get them answered. All the basic stuff.
Yeah, basically it's kind of converting things like her name, where she was born, and kind of her, is it the case of which, what her current job is, and just circle around with that a couple of times.
Okay. She's still refusing to answer the fact she's getting more. At the moment she's more bitchy about it and more agitated and unpleasant than she was last time. Basically says, if you know, if you're not going to give me food or water, then you obviously don't care if I live or die, so frankly, fuck you, I'm not going to give you anything.
Be very insistent and about kind of like the questions.
Yeah.
Often it's kind of ignoring what she's saying and just keep asking the questions.
Give me present plus intimidation.
I'm probably going to get the 15, so all I'm doing is just... No. That time.
She got four successes to resist, so she's still in solid mode.
I can bring water to the door. You can offer it as a carrot if you want for answering the question. Simple question for water.
No, but that puts us in a position of having to bargain with her for responses.
Well, people bargain all the time.
Okay, so after poking for a half an hour, you're putting her back in a cell again?
Yeah. I think this time, drag her out again after 6 hours, kind of repeat the process.
Okay.
And effectively...
Okay, give me another temp, sir.
Willpower this.
That's what you roll from her as well. She's willpowering her rolls, I mean, she will let you run out.
Oh, this is really not meant to go that way.
She got 5 successes. She's, at this point, you're just going, she's not, like, she's just, she's really pissed off with you, essentially, and she's going, fuck you guys, I'm not going to give in some random kill squad in Pullmouth Street. Put a bullet in my head or fuck off.
So speaking of her, you have to give it to her. She's got a...
You're going to have to do something more solid to her. Just
not yet. Patient.
Okay, so that's 2 times that day you pull her out and... Are you going to keep on doing it same another time that day, or give her more
different
time?
Intervals?
Yeah, different intervals now, and particularly times when she looks like she's settled down to sleep.
Okay, yep. So again, keep open.
Give him equipment bonus. Come on.
Plus one.
Do we want to switch interrogators? Do you want me to have a go at it? I've got the same dice pool for you for present for intimidation.
Join me in the interrogation, Sasson. Okay. And it's just the two of us. Mm. Being nasty.
In that case,
than...
you don't aid another on this one. Whoever is the main gets plus one dice, just because there's only if one person is good as the other, it doesn't help very much. It's just slightly more.
Okay, that's better. It's 2 successes.
4. Okay, and that's basically all you have time for that day, essentially. So you won't go taking shifts and watching her and poking her when she's awake. You're interrogating someone who's
time.
Pretty resilient.
Yeah.
It's just going to take...
Again, this is why we wanted the other guy, because he's probably going to be softer.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we didn't get him, probably.
The 4th day's morning, I think.
Third
name.
You had 1, 2, 3... No, this is the 3rd. The next day is the one that you'll be doing stuff with her.
Yeah.
Oh, the 3rd day since we grabbed her, yes.
Yes. Basically you get a comm from Cassandra.
Mm-hmm.
I went back to the penthouse briefly to check over things. Someone's been in.
Okay.
There's an alert, one of the minor alerts in the, they took out the penthouse security, but one of the minor systems was tripped. They disconnected it from the main alarm section, but it's bleeping on its little thing in the flat.
Okay.
In the
you two want to go back and see what you can see.
We haven't got anything important there, but
it's
interesting.
Worth finding out.
Yeah, we're not involved in this really. You can continue. I'll just she'll break eventually. She'll just get hungry or thirsty or something, and yeah, let's go take a look.
Okay.
Okay. So who's going back? Was it you
me.
Two? Okay. Cassandra comes, picks you up and drops you off. When you get back there, there's one on the there's a light blinking on the inside alarm panel, but loads of the systems are showing no alerts, in the sense of saying no alert, but one of them was tripped. But it was blocked from triggering the proper alert that would get the penthouse security to come up and have a look around. What do you want to be looking at? What's going on? It'll be wits plus investigation to figure out what people did in your penthouse when they came in and did stuff, if they did anything. And it will be intelligence plus interfacing to check what they did with the systems.
Okay,
and
so
we had cameras set up as well, didn't we?
I'm on the systems.
Investigation.
Yeah. We put up our own.
Yeah, I got time to willpower.
Seeing if they're disabled.
I hate 2 dice. 1.
Okay, and 2. Checking over the interfacing, whoever came in swept the cameras. Your cameras are no longer there. They actually took them. And what they did was they basically inserted hacks into the... they hardwired into the penthouse's systems... from somewhere else in the in the building, probably down in one of the junctions in the base, in one of the ground garages or something, and accessed it from there. In fact, that's how you trace it. That's where they hacked into it. Very good quality black market hacking stuff, hacking programs. When they came up to the actual thing itself, they used a series of shortwave direct wireless hacks to knock stuff out. They scanned and then knocked stuff out as they found it. And avoid triggering. In terms of what they came in, they obviously had a search around. It was not like throwing stuff everywhere, but it was fairly thorough. A lot of things had like moved out of place or slightly ruffled. Did you leave anything? Did you have guns there or?
No, we kept everything in the shuttle there, and that was it.
So there may have been like a spare set of clothes.
It looks like they went over any beds or anything like that. With they probably took scanners over them for DNA material. But it was pretty. From your opinion, this was thoroughly professional. This is not necessarily your skill level, but it's thereabout.
Clips. Because we're working for the only other intelligence agency in this.
If it is Eclipse, it could mean someone has had a reason to come up here and perform. Not to just come and nick stuff, but do a very professional job of something, of checking here. So
either that or being followed up on by our own side.
That's the other alternative.
Yeah.
I don't think we've flagged ourselves to anyone yet. Not that soon. I mean, the scientist might have gone missing, but there was no collection to us.
If you want to figure out who did it, because they've knocked out the system in the areas they move through here, the best way would be to try and hack into something, into like an external
and look into the
You know when it happened, so
they've left the back door in here, so if I can get into the cameras from where they come in, they kind of disabled everything because it flags them up by virtue that all the cameras go down. So
now do they have badges or anything like that or beams?
No, I know, but we got the time
armor.
Scale and they've already breached the system, so I'll see if I can use their back doors and find out what's going on. I just set up a remote hack and try and find out what exactly they did and access the cameras for the time.
Intelligence plus interfacing.
I've got a solid roll anyway. No.
The demon on your shoulder saying, willpower.
Five.
Okay, you run the programs, there's a nice little horror happening spinning around and all sorts of crazy things. It looks to Mark like a strange mini game going on, but it's actually very advanced hacking. after about half an hour, you've followed their trace through system. You can ID the location that they entered the building from. It's a specific sub ground level, it's like a sunken thing, maintenance room they went in through. They knocked out the sensors and cameras there. However, across the street, of course, the back out the street from there, it's an entire pedestrianised area, but it's essentially also got a loading bay for bringing down sky van loaders. There, because of that, on the other side of the building, which is where the loading bay is, which is a completely different building, there is a camera there which is pointing in outwards enough that you could see someone. You wouldn't see them going to the door, but you can see them approaching it. So you need to hack that system, which is someone else's completely.
I can go somewhere else. Or can I just do it from
here? You can try wirelessly hacking it. Obviously, it's more difficult than if you can hardwire into their system. So that means you've got to get in, find the system, etc. There's all sorts of
quarry in the street. I'll just do it from here.
Yeah. Well, not in. You'd have to. You go down.
Close range.
Okay. Make me a wits plus interfacing check with a -5 penalty because it's just remotely. Yep. Okay. It takes your time. Very gently. There's a basic VI patrolling their admin network and stuff. But after about an hour of you basically ensconced down in the maintenance room with a feed antennae put out of the thing up onto the ground, you manage to crack it open. You get access just to this camera system because that's all you're going for, and find the immediate memory storage stuff, because it obviously feeds it off after a while to a main bank, but it retains on it the past 24 hours. So basically, last night, there were obviously various people coming up and down here. There was you see a loader van come down with Tyrion crew on it and offloading stuff in the thing. There's a few other Tyrians go back and forth. You see a janitor engineer wheeling one of the mech systems out the back and fixing it. But within the time frame, there's several Tyrians, but most strange of all are the group of three Volus who come down here. Give me a perception. No, an intelligence plus investigation check, rather.
Well, can I help?
Or no, wits plus investigation. Yes, you can help.
What's your wits investigation?
7.
Your primary.
So you're.
Whoa! I should have been primary, fuck me!
Okay, you're getting.
Enrolled both!
Gain five dice. As you're basically poring over the footage to talk to you about.
Yes, I was only rolling six dice.
Let's have some willpower as well.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
Loads of dice coming.
Yeah. Okay, that's pretty good.
I'm seeing five straight up there.
More six. Than that. And two rerolls.
Two rerolls.
Seven. Eight.
Eight. Okay. Obviously, as a Turin, you've had a fair bit more interaction with Volus than some of the species. I mean, a lot of people have had interaction with Volus, but you've had quite a bit just from their client species relationship with your people. So you're looking at these guys, and he's pointing things out, and he's going, what's that mean, and what's that mean, and what's that mean? And you're there going, oh, yeah. Basically, from the studio looking at them, all three of them are wearing very high-end Volus suits. Really well augmented with servos, sensory systems, electronic interface. These are not high-end business suits, and these are not high-end military suits. These are really nice, but they are not soldiers or Volus businessmen. The best equivalent you can think of is the kind of stuff that, say, a criminal wears.
Mm-hmm.
Like a really like top end criminal, like bling. They've got kind of the equivalent of the really good stuff to show it off. But it's not really flashy in a kind of I'm military, I'm business, you know. So they're probably either black market hirelings or criminals or something like that. One of them, his suit is somewhat mech'd for combat, which is unusual for you to expect for Volus, and you can see biotic things down written down it.
So the same one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, one of them is
biotic lash things.
No, just upgraded armor for a biotic, essentially, with okay. Upgrade their amp and stuff. They look like they are probably all carrying pistols, not overtly, but in suit pack pockets or in suit containers. So they are armed, but not quite obviously. The stuff they've got looks pretty good. You could ID the suits again if you saw them, because they're not garish, but they've always put a lot of money in making them very unique. They're quite dark, often quite dark, swirling patterns.
Mm-hmm.
With all of them have at least a portion of their armour that is blue, in these blue swirls, which looks like it might be, it's the same pattern on all of them, those particular areas. So the rest of it's like whatever they wanted, but they've got the same.
Actually, not eclipsed then, or virtually by the pattern.
They're not wearing Eclipse uniforms.
No, but they are presumably members of the same gang.
One of them has really augmented face mask,
mm-hmm.
with lots of sensor studs, things like that. Again, it looks really nice. It's the kind of thing that really rich folks do not wear to go, hey, I've got this awesome thing, you know, like wearing awesome sportswear or whatever. But it's actually also quite high-end hardware as far as you're concerned. This guy's got a heavy sensor suite built into that. And they basically, as far as you can, they come around and they head for the back door, and you think that they look so out of place, and they're clearly some sort of bunch of criminals, that they would make the obvious cause.
Well, if they weren't doing us, they were doing something else dodgy.
Yep.
Okay, that's another player by the sound of it.
Well.
Unless it's a hireling of Eclipse, but they look like
proxies of proxies.
Could be.
Okay, but now we know what to look for. These swirling patterns are probably their gang marks, for the better word. For the lack of better word.
Well, yeah, when you're wearing an exosuit, you got to mark the suit, don't you? So.
They look like an infiltration team of some sort.
It's kind of odd for an infiltration team to wear such distinguishing marks. I mean, the point of principle on my gear that it's... Well, it's boring. I mean, I'm a quarry, and you stand out enough on this world, but why draw attention to it?
They must have known
criminals, because criminals are fundamentally stupid with this kind of thing.
Turians normally wouldn't really pay attention to them. Well, they would, but...
Well, if they thought up to
but, you know,
good,
this is
sure.
Not an unusual... This is not unusual for Volus to be here.
It's a signal for other Volus, is this kind of, these kind of symbols.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a Turian would look at them and go, they've got some funny marks, generally, unless they specifically knew about it. It's a signal for... What they're wearing is a signal to other Volus about who and what they are.
Okay. Well, we got another player. There was nothing here for them to find, really. There were no distinguishing marks on us. We didn't leave any gear.
But they've got our DNA.
But they might have DNA. Not mine.
No. Unless you left it. Unless you exuded any strange bits or anything.
Can we relay that information? No, to be honest, I might have handled the suit putting it on. So
could we relay that information to our Volus crew members?
Yes. Yeah. So it's when you start sending that information up to those.
Our requisition specialist is the sort who would know about.
What's the point? So run a roll five dice for about this.
Our quartermaster is dodgy enough.
Three tens. Okay. Four. Okay. Actually, he does know. When you turn, he goes, "That's their blue lamp." Okay.
What does that mean? Who are blue lamp?
So I watched this film, a human film recently. It had something called like triads in it.
Yes. Yeah.
They're like that.
Criminal organisation. Are they local to this world, or are they?
They will be. Yeah, they've got things in a lot of pies in with hierarchy and dealings there, so forth.
Do we know? So it's not a question for him, I'm guessing, but for us, for the Tribune later on.
The question is there an ivory chairman on Dacia or not?
I see.
That's a high ranker.
This is clearly a conversation by typing because we're missing the.
Yeah, sorry.
The question is if there's an ivory chairman on the planet. That's their equivalent of a gang boss.
Given this planet's importance, given its Ezo mines and that, I would.
Given there's a fairly high Volus population.
Looking at the pictures you sent, those are. Middle high rankers of the foot soldiers, not one of the leaders, but not the kind of Volus you want to mess around with in a dark alley.
How would we recognise this ivory chairman?
I don't know what the it's gang signs, it's whatever they have in their inner hierarchy to mark it. The blue swirling patterns are just blue lamp.
Thanks. Good to know.
Let's talk to the Tribune. See what his local intelligence sources have on Blue Lamp.
So, are they here for the smuggling, or are they here for our bounty? They might be here for us. Yes.
I'm going to go to the Good point. Remember, the Vorstan put a big bounty on us.
Biggish, smallish. Well, might be too small for Volus to bother, though. But you know. Well, it depends. It's a local gang.
And we're here.
It's substantial.
We're here, and it's a case of it's a nice way to get a nice deal with a bunch of another gang out in the terminus systems, and that's always useful if you're looking for a group of allies and contacts.
Okay, so what's your next step? You guys have still got your interrogatee person to interrogate, and you've got this new news.
Talk to the Tribune and find out what he knows about their activities on this planet. You would hope intelligence agencies know what criminal organisations are up to in their patch.
Yeah. Should we wait until we get something from her?
No, ask him now, because this is a different.
And this is a possible threat to our sort of operational security, the sort of thing.
Blue Lamp are not operating according to your timescale.
Yeah,
doing.
True.
Okay, so.
Okay, contacting the Tribune again. He must love those girls.
He's our handler, it's his job.
Yeah.
Good morning, Penumbras. I hope you've had a productive few days.
Not as productive as we would like, and there is a Volus group interested in us. We would like to know more about them. Apparently, they're called Blue Lamp or some.
What have you done to attract their attention?
As far as we can tell, nothing. They have broken into our apartment.
And you're fairly sure it's not a random break-in; it's something targeted.
Yes. It was very well. Executed
as Blue Lamp Brotherhood. They're one of the established criminal cartels in the Volus species. We mostly overlook the bulk of their activities as long as it doesn't impact directly on hierarchy matters. They generally stick to with Turian, in terms of Turian elements, they stick to things that affect our people in low-key ways. It's mainly the Volus who they are dealing with. Other Volus, however, obviously they are a presence, and sometimes we have to act on their activities. They are, well, Dacia is an important planet for them. A lot of trade with other species going on here, a lot of trade in general. There's a their head, on one of their heads on the planet. We don't know who the Ivory Mountain is on the planet, but one of the Ivory Chairmen who we have identified is Ermix Jarl. particularly... He's quite an old Volus, getting on his age. He's long since retired from the foot soldier duties. But he's clever, competent, very keen mind, as far as we can tell. He's evaded anything we can pin on him. Mainly through separation from the Axe. The lower ranks do the jobs for him. They're well off, very well off for a criminal cartel, as you expect.
Any ties to Eterna?
Yeah, any ties to Eterna?
Almost certainly. It's simply because they're one of the key criminal cartels that, among other things, isn't Turian. So if someone's wanted to deal with them without having to deal with risking facing non-separatist Turians somewhere along the chain or being infiltrated, the Volus are a fairly straightforward way to do it. A group that's dedicated to their own criminal activities. See, the thing about Turian crime is the psychology of a Turian criminal is generally slightly different to other species. A Turian generally will believe that they are, although they'll understand what they're doing is illegal, they'll believe that what they're doing is correct in some way. They will always have a justification for it that is not based around their own personal greed in general. However, we are fully aware of what other species are like. And so it's a Turian stereotype perhaps, but you can trust a Volus criminal to be fully interested really only in themselves. So a cartel of Volus criminals, another problem. They're not likely to go and rat you out to the hierarchy because they're all interested in themselves. And if you're giving them business, you're giving them business. Unlike the regular Volus population, the non-criminals, the difference between a criminal and a non-criminal is more extreme. A criminal Turian and a non-criminal Turian, the criminal simply holds different beliefs.
That was for the benefit of Kane, who's there with me.
Is there anything else? Well, he's coming through to all of you on the network,
well, yeah.
So I assume we'll sign up, because you're back at base by now, I assume.
Yeah.
So, is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes. Is anything, any flags been raised on the unofficial channels about the disappearance of...
Not as yet, no. Not the way I do, no. Well, no, there has been a flag has been raised at the university that the Doctor has not been seen, but there is no alert yet that they may have actually disappeared.
Nothing on the law enforcement channels about it yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Expect that in the next 24 hours when the Doctor continues to not be present.
Good. Okay.
Well, we've got time after that before anyone starts to look for us.
And in any case, we're in a different city.
Yeah.
I'm not rolling dice for no reason.
No, that's what we're talking about.
I'm rolling my dice for the blue lamp. So,
now then, the question is, are they looking for us because of their connection to Eterna, or are they looking for us because they're looking for the bounty from the Vorsk clan? Or are they looking at us because we're people who just moved into their area?
Possibly.
You wouldn't just break into our flat unless you had a good reason.
They'd have a good reason. Unless she was being followed when we took her, you know, this is awfully, whoever this was, they've been awfully quick off the mark to have correctly identified us as her abductors. So this may be because of our bounty.
Whatever it is, they probably know we have the warehouse. So do you want the guys to come back over here?
Yeah, just keep a guard up.
We have some sort of counter surveillance in place.
Yes, you've got scanners. If anyone breaches the warehouse building, if anyone breaches your space, it should ping immediately.
Okay. However,
but we had the same installed in the.
Not as thorough, but yes, you had something installed there. So you need someone like Kane actually monitoring the systems.
That now means that any of us who are at the warehouse need to be fully armed and armoured, and have a contingency plan for if we get breached.
I want to go back to the scalpel and change gear.
Okay, do that.
Okay.
I'm going to get in combat armour and combat loadout now.
I think a possible...
Although we're not going to bring any weapons into the interrogation room, but...
As a possible extraction plan, I'd like to say get back to the scalpel because it's our most defensible position.
And
if need be, we can carry on the interrogation. Interrogation there, but it's just much easier not to have her in our place.
Yes.
Okay, so firstly, the interrogation you have that morning, having found this out, and then you're heading off upstairs as well, up to space to get your stuff. So, give me whoever's doing it. Give me the intimidation plus presence roll for the browbeating her into oblivion.
So I get the equipment bonus still.
If he's helping, you get plus one. And she's suffering negative modifiers, but she's still rolling fantabulously. Five successes. She's rolling incredibly here. Five successes on eight dice this time. She's been suffered.
I think at this point
she's burning her willpower, but she's just.
You're probably going to go look.
And she's not recovering yet.
No, she's not. On the problem is from her is that it's taking you time. Eventually, you'll blow through. She'll just get to a small dice pool because you run out of willpower. It'll take some time.
It's a case of, well, this is going
to
take a long time. She's really tough as nails. So I don't think she's just trained. I think she's just.
She's really pissed off, angry,
but I think she's got real reserves.
The moment where Sam's superior resolve comes and going, no, you're not running out of patience now.
No, we need to stick to the course on this one. We need to be patient.
I'm not saying we may need to start coming up with another plan or possibly looking to our backup plan.
If you can break her down so she's willing to give you answers without having to pull any threats out of the bag at all, which shouldn't take much longer, then you've got all the threats in standby when it comes back to what we really actually want to know. We want her to learn the really hard way that we will get answers before we even have to apply threats. And then we throw all the horrible threats we've got at us because we've got a lot of leverage. We've got a lot of relatives. I mean, hell, we can pull one of them off the street too and bring them to her if we have to.
If we have to. Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Okay, so are you getting her later the same day?
Yep.
Obviously, yes. You're up in space to do stuff. Yeah, lift up. The shuttle takes you up, which means there's no shuttle on the ground at the moment, so hopefully you won't get attacked by crazed Volus combat assassins.
Although, of course, obviously we'd have the other shuttle on the...
Yeah. But Cassandra is flying him up, so...
Okay, that's a bit better.
It's not so good.
Four.
Okay, she's obviously getting really more worn down now. So this time when you ask her what her name is, she just spits it out. Are you happy now? As it tells you her name, it confirms her name.
My response is date of birth.
She says whatever date of birth is,
and then they kind of start going through all the basic questions that we've basically been answering until she basically answers everything.
Yeah, she answers everything first time with the basic, like, who are you, where do you come from stuff. She just answers it in a kind of very bored, pissed off voice.
Right, now then, do we switch tack or do we wear her down a little bit longer before we get to the meat of it? Switch. Or should we still just, having said that, she's opened up, so let's get start asking stuff.
Yeah, and then that's the point where I let you start asking more questions.
You were totally ready for that, weren't you?
They're leaning against the wall, going, what?
You're just so bored.
At the table, seated, just... What? What? Okay, so, take it away.
Sam?
Wake up, Sam. Okay.
That was the job, okay. Sam.
Yeah.
So, on the subtle side of the threats, get her to confirm the various family members we know about. And confirm their addresses.
I think maybe we can read that from her reaction by now. Would we be able to do that?
Just ask questions. Come back first.
If I say things like, look...
Go straight in and go, we've established truth.
It's good it's good we're getting somewhere now. We would very much like not to involve very much more of our time or your time. We would very much not like to involve your mother. We would very much not like to involve your father. Saying the names...
That's riling her up. You can see as you're doing it, definitely riling her up.
And
you're agitated.
We would very much like not to do any damage or hurt to you at all. And I'll tell you one thing. We have no intention whatsoever of doing any of these things.
Unless if you have to cooperate.
No, I'm not saying anything else. No intention.
Yeah, just letting go.
Silence.
Okay. Sorry, Karen. She's not reacting at this point. Well, she's reacting.
Question, you haven't asked her anything yet.
No.
Can't get to the point.
Can we get to the point? Does it feel like we can get to the point? Oh, do I have a sense that we have an in?
Got a sense you've just pissed her off and stressed her out by mentioning family like
what
that.
What does that mean?
Bad, probably.
Okay.
Or she'll either snap, good, she'll cave in, or she'll go, and shut down again for a bit. You're not sure which yet.
Okay.
So probably move away and don't start asking direct questions.
Okay, can we go to it now? Do you have enough base data?
Yeah. He had it. The polygraph VI doesn't need loads of base data.
Okay.
It does it by itself.
So,
start gently by asking her things like, what does she think of Eterna?
Yeah.
Why? No, yeah.
Just go because we'll get a read on whether she's going to tell us the truth or not about whether she sympathises with them. We need to establish these... Eterna sympathies first before we get to, you know, Galerius, what do you know?
Yeah, Eterna and general get her in terms of she's generally
general separatist type sympathies. We need to work on that, build that up first so that we can get truthful responses about her political affiliations before we get on to specifics of what does she know, what's her role.
Okay, so I hear, you know, these days, being non-Turians on a Turian colony, we hear a lot about Eterna. So, can you tell us what you think of him?
Okay, give me a manipulation plus persuasion check at this point, because you're just asking this thing. This is when you get free or not. This is the role for the. Are you making more progress or not, basically?
I need to prefer it can't be.
Does not look like you can do it with that one. No, just one. Okay, she's asking what she thinks of a turn. I glance in, looks back down the table. They are a terrorist group. I don't think much about them at all because they don't really come up in my line of work. I spend a lot of my time staring at the sun, or at certain sensors that point at the sun. Hell, you seem like you're more in their line of business, right? Snatching people off the streets, that kind of thing.
So it seemed like not managed to get away in there.
She's talking rather than just shutting down, but she's not really giving anything useful.
In which case, move away from Eterna. Just ask her about separatist sympathies. Yeah. Yes. How does she feel about?
So, for example, you're a member of what's political bloc.
No. Before even that, what does she see as Dacia's place within the hierarchy? That's pressing along those sorts of lines.
See, for me, that is a really fascinating thing because we have a lot of separationists and isolationists and other movements, and there's a strange resonance for me. There's a lot of different separation movements over here, isn't there?
Sure. Yeah.
And I'm just wondering where you stand with all of this. Being Dacian, right? Dacian is a bit of a hub here, isn't it?
I'm wondering where you stand with all this. A bunch of random non-Tractarian who pull me off the street and are asking me about Dacian separatists. Why do you care?
Funny, isn't it? Find the funniest people in the funniest places.
Answer the damn question.
That's your slang.
What was the question again?
What does she think about the separatist movement?
Same as Eterna, they're often all the same kind of thing. Don't exactly interact with them much because I spend my time on a small space station monitoring tools pointed at a sun.
So, she's never been in touch with anyone from Eterna or any other separatist organisation. This is one for the polygraph to pick up whether she's lying or not.
So have you ever had any contact with any of them? The Eternas, the Separationists, whatever the English
Separatists. Okay, give me both of you there, anyone present.
Watching from the monitors.
Yeah, you're taking -3 to this because you're watching through monitors, essentially. You two give me empathy, which plus empathy rolls, obviously.
Okay,
you've got the
polygraph. Power actors on. Going for this.
Three.
I don't have to make 4.
Spent her last point willpower on that one, but you got 4, did you? Yeah.
2.
Okay. She, as far as you two are concerned, you know, she doesn't even really. She just goes, no, well, of course I haven't. And she doesn't really spend anything. Your polygraph, the VI kind of pings some tight spikes and tell. No, it doesn't go crazy. She did a really good job of basically lying there, or you know, but she just. But the polygraph has the tech program picked up on it.
Okay, I suppose I have access to that information.
He can pipe it over to you.
So your reaction is to kind of, it's almost like kind of slam down on.
No, that's what we in the business know as a lie.
Yes, yeah, but you're not there.
It's a case of we need the truth.
Hold it. There, we were getting on so well.
She's looking at the table again.
So,
not meeting eye contact.
Is it someone worth protecting?
I have no idea what you're talking about. You still haven't told me what it is you actually want.
Was it I guess now get a bit specific. Was it Eterna that contacted her? Again, you can look for a lie.
Okay, so I suppose it was Eterna then. It is Eterna then. Who you've been in touch with.
Give me manipulation plus persuasion.
Willpower.
Well, willpower, okay.
She got 4 successes.
You have to beat her anyway.
Yeah. She kind of she glances up at you for a moment.
What does the polygraph say?
She's not giving an answer at the moment. She basically just says, "Sod off, take your fantasies elsewhere, and get on with it. Put a bullet in my head. I'll be straight about what you want." She's looking pretty. She's looking knackered, but she's gone. She's basically shut off again.
Back to square one.
Well, no, not back to square one.
Not by any means.
Okay,
she's worn out.
Square three.
She's worn out, and we've caught her in a lie.
Yeah.
So she is hiding something. She is involved.
Do we want to
carry on now?
Carry on. We could carry on, or we could give her, when I say, a break. As in, you know, a couple of hours, and then we can start up again.
You don't know if a bunch of bogus death squads are going to try and kill us.
Also, it's kind of getting... Yes.
Okay, I think it may be time to get specific about Servilius now. And find out whether Servilius or Tanis.
Galerius. Servilius.
What you will do, you'll show up various pictures that we know Galerius, of pictures of kind of like the atrocities.
Wait. You can't just...
Because it's more part of the intimidating thing, that's all. But continue,
I'll
do that.
You can chuck up pictures of stuff he's done once you've mentioned him. Mention him first, otherwise it's a bit...
I think find out whether either Servilius or Tanis has been in contact with her.
Okay.
And again, using the lie detector to see which one she might be lying about when she says, "No, I've never spoken to that person."
So
it might be someone else entirely.
You've never been in touch with Galarian Servilius.
You know what? I'm not inclined to talk to some sort of Hastati stand-in about terrorists and wanted people, you know? All I know, one slip of the tongue, one vague thing I might say slightly incorrectly, and suddenly I end up getting shot anyway. So, you know what? Fuck off.
It's not you that's going to get shot. It's going to be your friends and your family.
Yeah, well, guess what? Now I've disappeared, they're going to be burying themselves or something like that. So you go for them, you might face a bit more than you expect. Not so easy when you've got people that fight back against you, eh? Again, she's not looking at you, staring at the table.
More stewing time?
More stewing time.
Add seasoning.
Stew her.
Because it enhances the impression that we're not in a rush. And then maybe people aren't coming for
us. Given her a good 5 days of just slowly stewing over and pick up the stew.
Just give her the softest ever sighs. Like, okay.
Yeah, so disappointing.
And I walk out again. Again.
And I assume you all escorts her back to herself.
Yeah.
Okay. Later that day, but that evening, when you guys are sorting out some food briquettes, someone goes out and orders some food or something, and then and you arrive back down on the shuttle.
I was actually in the apartment all that time, looking for any bugs that they might have left.
He was scanning for that as he went. Didn't find anything.
So not
they didn't set anything up. They just
actually the one thing we could probably get down from the shuttle now, and that's supplies.
Is there any way?
Because you could bring down rations.
Yeah,
we're not going to
just murder her if she talks to us.
She won't believe it. You can tell her that all you want, but. You need her to.
Well, I wouldn't. You wouldn't. But maybe a Turian will believe it. I mean, they have these. You have these funny safe zones. Maybe there's something.
Yeah, but the safe zones are something different.
And that is, we would have to be. Is it Hastati?
Hastati. Yes.
Hastati. Mm-hmm. We would have to make her think that we're Hastati.
Well, she's thinking along those lines, though.
Yeah.
Hastati standing is what she said last. So if we are the Hastati standing, then.
True, sure, there's a role we can actually play.
A surrender zone for her that she can believe. Is there a way? Can you think of one?
A surrender zone for her. Well, basically, in that case, we'll have to tell her what we want to know and say, tell us that, and we will not hurt you further.
We won't kill you or harm your family.
Family.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, and kind of be as honest as we can in terms of make that in terms of not an act. Look, we can actually protect your family because, to be honest, we probably don't want her family to be.
We don't want to get entirely bluff.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're isn't actually
planning. Oh no,
it's not happy
people. No. But
the
sounds
probably a lot better to threaten her with.
You should know me better than that.
We don't even want to do that.
Well, it's a different way of threatening.
It's giving her a way to surrender on some kind of terms that she's going to get something.
I'm just going to start heating the oven because we're not at the end of the section yet. Sorry, listeners. Yeah. But so that when we're finished with this section of the session, we can get the pizza in the oven pronto.
Cool stuff.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think using Tyrian psychology there, that she needs to have some means of gaining some kind of victory.
At the moment, she doesn't have a way out.
Yeah.
So giving her a way out of this.
Yeah,
and also because we're doing it now, it's almost as if we're because she's almost she's assuming that we're doing this, so obviously we're now getting orders to do this for her.
She must be plotting on that she has an idea that we must be working with the Turing government in some way, because otherwise we wouldn't give a toss.
Given what they've been telling you and what you've observed of it, yes, the whole thing is you're dealing with a Turian, so you need to take a slightly different psychological approach, because the current one isn't working very slowly, because it will take longer to do this than it would, say, human. It will work eventually. The problem is you may have roving Volus death squads after you.
Hey,
that's what I'm endorsing your phrase. So there is the question of
trade market.
Anyway, so you're settling down.
Kane's putting on heavy armour as we speak.
Yeah, well, you've already done that and come back down.
Yeah,
I've are you wearing the heavy armour?
Oh yeah, okay. You told him I want to try it out. I didn't ask, I just did it.
Okay.
Everybody probably pulls weapons on you as you step in. Oh no. Oh no, it's Kane.
I didn't tell you I'm wearing medium
armour. Huh?
I'm wearing my medium armour now.
Okay, so basically there's some resuiting into medium armor, normal light armor and things.
I don't know. Can I have the lashes on the armor as well as?
If you have a biotic lash implant, yes.
I do, but then
you have taken a biotic lash.
Yes,
implant.
But do I have to also have to take an upgrade? A mod to the armor.
No. As far as I'm aware, you have to take it on.
But then you don't have a.
Yeah, from what you've read, your lashes.
You lose out the.
Yeah, I know, but that's what we said on the beginning.
Yeah,
at
the beginning of this one mission, we said.
Remember that you are on the -1 to Arctic rolls. Then
I know. I have it written down here.
Okay, so basically, you come back down with supplies, including rations, so you're not having to go out shopping, etc. And then presumably you're setting yourself down to monitor the security network in the place.
Yep.
Okay. And then you guys are getting something to tune. And what do you do in the meantime when you're not interrogating her, by the way? And obviously every hour someone goes
rest.
And pokes her.
Yeah, a lot of rest because it's time and business.
Me especially.
And kind of switchy. Is it taking time to really just kind of like switch off a little bit as well?
In which case I can do some other stuff like monitoring the official channels, you know, news networks, that kind of stuff.
Talking of which, we want the prism over the warehouse now, monitoring traffic and all that other stuff. But
every
full
every
to work on
2 hours, someone from the prism freeing your hovers out there, wasn't going to get no. There's a bit of a joke going on with some of the Turian deck crew, command crew, not the top end, but the guys who just sit on there, basically saying, "Yep, it's 3 o'clock and no Turian death squads have arrived." They're just taking the piss because no Volus death squads have arrived. Oh, I can see it. I can see a circle approaching you. It might be a ravenous Volus death squad. Oh no, it's a ball. Some kids kicking around.
You've left the channel open.
There's a kid on the beach. There's a kid on the beach kicking a ball around. I think it might be a Volus.
Kira, you never told us when we took that we would get this.
I never expected a Volus death squad. I mean, come on.
Sorry I brought the phrase out.
Give me a wits plus interfacing check. Minus two, because I'm in wits.
Yep.
In
wits.
Yeah.
Yep.
No,
I'm going to willpower this one. Eight. I rolled 8 successes on my starting dice.
Right, I'm getting there. Give me 2 successes on this, and I've got it.
Nine successes.
Six.
I'm rolling incredibly for these things. Basically, you're just monitoring. No, there's no problems on the network. Nothing's pinging up. You're checking. There's no intrusions or anything. Hey, everyone, you're doing it. Someone's who is it at this moment? Who is it that's gone in to poke the captive to stop her waking up? To wake her up, make sure she's so. You
must be my.
You've gone in to go right. You go over. You open the door. You shake her a bit. Make sure she's roused. At which point, at the far end of the warehouse, this is basically you're there at the thing going, oh, it's getting kind of tiring, and this suit is you're still wearing it in. And the access
yes,
bay at the end,
I did badly.
Where the robotic cranes come in and then clamp on the top so they can move stuff around.
Yeah.
The access bay opens up and a cargo container comes in. Positions! We got a intruder!
Russell, get out of there.
Have I got enough time to get out?
You've just heard this. You're going, what the fuck?
Oh, no.
An Ymir mech in the thing with someone has spray painted on the blue Volus blue lamp things on the shoulders of it. And it's got loads of extra bits bolted on as well. It brings its arms up. So currently, most people are. You're out of its sight. Everyone else is free around the place, like sleeping or doing something. Or the thing going. As it came down, and then I assume as it's powering up, you're running for cover.
Yes.
Aside from the fact I don't get surprised, but the walls of this thing are not thick enough to stop high caliber rounds, are they? Shit.
So we don't want for cover behind it.
But there's also the possibility we lose our prisoner if we're not careful.
Yes.
Shooting the legs and maybe.
It's okay. We will just have to take it down quickly. I'm running for cover towards it.
Okay. Yeah, you're moving towards it.
Likewise, moving to cover towards
I'm
it.
What little
cover? Running for cover away from the prison cell.
Yep. The basically, as it can come, it clanks in. A loudspeaker bolted onto the shoulder, like crackles into life.
Step out, lock door, and I'm going to shout to her, "Get down!"
Yep.
What's the range we're talking here?
Probably 50 yards away.
Okay. Yep. Battle rifle out and ready, crouching and aiming. I haven't got. Fuck, I wish I'd brought the rocket launcher down.
And a surprisingly sedate voice comes out of the thing. It's very. Basically, anyone. It sounds like an older Krogan. There is no. Not Krogan, a Volus. There's no. So it's probably coming off a throat mic type thing. Welcome to Dacia, Penumbra. I think it's time we had a talk. If you wish to open fire on this Ymir, it will retaliate.
Presumably we realise that we'll suck at shooting it with small arms.
Yeah, among other things, it's got a chain gun and a rocket launcher, so the problem is you can start firing, you could take it out eventually, but initially, in the meantime, it'll be going...
And we don't know what's waiting behind it to come in after.
What was the name of that ivory chair, Volus?
Mixed jar.
So basic priority signal, basically back up.
It's just looking
basically back up,
scanning round the thing. Yep.
So whatever the emergency pattern of shuttle and raptor launch.
And you're getting alerts from prison going, what the hell, what's happening? We haven't seen anything happening.
And then kind of
they came in the
in the
cargo
chair. We
have
some
alien mech talking to us. Okay. Well, we're
Basically, is anyone firing on it? Or
you see, if you have us at a disadvantage, I say.
Well, that was the intent, yes.
We're usually happy to talk business. This is kind of unfortunate timing.
You've been snatching people. You snatched somebody off the street, so we thought it was necessary to progress with a modicum of wariness. Now, I am Ermix Jarl, and I want to talk to whichever of you is the gentleman or lady who is in charge.
That's you, unfortunately.
That would be me, then.
You're going to tell me, and I don't mean to be rude here, but I'm mildly upset about how things have played out, so you'll excuse me any abrasiveness. You're going to tell me why you snatched that scientist off of Sakadava Street.
Or...
Do I really have to spell
it out? It's going to shoot us!
Damn, she can't lie. Very well.
I suck at lying, but never mind. We'll be happy to tell you, but we would like to know what is your interest in her.
She was under observation.
As So they are definitely connected to Eterna on this matter.
Possibly.
No, they are connected to Eterna on this matter. If they're watching her. They're watching her for
Under Eterna. Protective observation?
A slight wry chuckle. Some people work in the protective sector. I have people who do that, yes, but my interest in this is not particularly protective.
Are the people she's connected with walking into your business then?
Some people don't know when to quit when they're causing others trouble.
Well, you would be happy to know that we want the people she's connected with.
What for?
Not to do business with them, unless this business involves bullets.
Makes you feel happy she won't be continuing to do what she was doing before. I can guarantee that. We'd rather not say exactly who we're working for and why. Business, obviously.
Hmm. And again, unfortunately, it is trodden onto my business. And in this case, my business significantly outweighs yours. The image shuffles so, like clang, clang.
We can get him to work together with Am to tell him who we're working for. Sounds like our interests are actually not too far apart.
Yeah, it sounds like our interests are not actually that far apart.
Possibly, although I'd still want to know more exactly about what you are attempting to achieve. And blundering across my path like this. I know who you are.
And we know who you are.
Good. That's how my business operates, knowing who we are. So therefore people do not, excuse the colloquialism, fuck with us.
Not saying that. Not actually saying that.
Oh, you're right.
Do we become clean that we want Eterna? That's the question.
Why not?
Perhaps we could talk more business in a slightly more bullet-threatening setting.
That would be acceptable, but it would be required immediately. Waste no time and the threat will remain in place on your comrades here. Well, the matters are talked about. I'm not an idiot and I don't want the rest of you to pack up and fuck off with my object, my person of interest.
Just take two people. You and me.
Take Sam with you.
I'll stay here and see if I can do something about this cheeky fucker.
I'm liaison to her, though. But yeah, I'm better negotiating off all of us.
Where shall we meet? I should take one of my comrades with me.
Because Sam's a better liar, a better able to read people, and has biotics for if it all goes to shit.
I have someone who can bring you to the Asani restaurant.
I think we would rather like to make our way there ourselves.
All right.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Someone to bring us. We're not walking. We're not getting
into that.
Yeah, we're going to kidnap two of your team members. What are you going to do now?
No. I think not.
The Emir is still weapons hot. It could open fire any moment if it's instructed.
Kane has loaded a pair of overheat programs.
I'm going to check structural the monitors again. Exploitation analysis.
Sorry? And overload.
Check the monitors again and see what the prisoner's doing.
Your monitors are no longer under your control.
Oh, in which case I'll.
Yeah, Kane's not gone back and. Shit, they actually hacked it out from under me.
In which case I'm going to quietly go back around to the holding cell and just check that she's still there.
There's some muffled noises coming from in there because she started yelling and shouting. And I probably took her, something's going on. Maybe if I attract some attention, someone will rescue me, kind of like.
I don't think so, love.
She doesn't know, does she?
Okay, I grab whoever wanted to go with me and we go.
Okay. When you exit out the normal door, halfway down the corridor, there is a team of Volus ready with, like, breaching charges, if they needed to. Led by the bulky Volus you saw in the biotic armour, he's just, like, standing there watching you. There's a bunch of us with, like, shotguns. They don't look very impressive, but on the other hand, four Volus with shotguns blowing through the thing, just shooting the nearest person, while an Imian mech is stomping down the way. Yeah. Plus, they've got about six drones hovering with them.
Yeah. The combat drones, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Relay that quickly.
And they've got the blue spirals.
Yeah. while I'm waving at them in a kind of hi, you know, pretending I'm not really bothered and relaying it to the rest.
Okay, yeah, so you guys know there's an actual bonus death squad.
What probably do is probably gradually fall back.
Again, it
towards
just doesn't look very scary, but when you consider the fact that a shotgun in the hands of a bonus kills them just as dead.
Yes.
And combat drones, lots of, and MMEC.
Okay. So people get to sit there going, fuck.
Nonchalantly walk past the, you know, as if I was not bothered at all.
And then you two basically get a taxi equivalent on the net and go to the it's a restaurant in the old part of town. In the old part of the capital city. Think of an Italian mafia restaurant, but it's run by bowlers.
Yeah. Of course, we didn't have the time to change, so I am in medium armour.
Not like their suits, which bowlers have limited in what they can do with them, can themselves for decoration. And the restaurant is very decorative.
Mm-hmm.
And very, everything there seems almost quite flimsy. Possibly because of the world that they lived on, the high pressure stuff. They're used to doing things in certain styles and it working, so they've recreated as best they can with these strange. They look quite they're quite opaque lanterns in many places, like the paper lantern. But these are actually paper lanterns. But on their home world, it would have been something far stronger than, you know, paper. But it all looks a bit flimsy. Like the voters going, "Hey, there's not a crushing atmosphere, so we can get these materials to do all sorts of new things." It's a restaurant for Volus, obviously, who don't have the same helix thingy as tourists, so can't eat the same food. Okay, it's got two Volus funkies at the door who look up at you as you guys come in.
I'm still enamored.
It's hard to be intimidating if you look up at someone.
They're trying to look as intimidating as they can.
Well, being half your height.
They haven't got the blue swirls.
Well, I'm doing the Volus equivalent of a greeting gesture because I know it, because we live in Volus.
Yeah. There's some way you want gestures you in.
Go on through. He's sitting at one of the back tables.
Thank you.
And show respect.
Kick him in the nuts.
Don't do that.
Please don't do that. I'm fairly sure that my ability to disable the MMX stance doesn't
last
very
long. I gesture at Sam to follow me in.
Inside the restaurant, which is again a strange alien, so it's sort of outfitting, but it's at the back. There's various photos near the front areas, like eating stuff with these onto the tubing onto various things, and very carefully prepared stuff. But then access into their mouth block. Insert things like acquiring things, but instead of it being through a straw, they actually input it through some systems, some pressurization systems in their mask, so they can then actually eat it if they wanted to, even though it doesn't look all appealing anyway. They're looking like slightly curiously. And then at the back, with three flunkies in blue lamp brotherhood images, is a Volus in a really swanky, like really swanky Volus suit. He's got some of the blue swirls amongst it, but it's far more up. It's covered in swirls, gold, silver, probably actual gold circuitry and silver circuitry. Basically, but it's not massively gaudy, but it's definite statement of Volus importance and wealth. He's obviously enjoying some meal.
Does he look like the tribune showed us the picture of the guy?
Yes, he looks like Jarl.
Okay. Walk in again, do the Volus equivalent of a respectful bow.
Ah, you've arrived. Excellent. I'd say,
you've arrived.
Excellent.
Kill them.
You must excuse us, our fire. You did want to be hasty.
Immediately, yes. Can I interest you in some food? The chef is excellent for multi-species cooking.
Not really. He really doesn't want to kill us because he'd have already shot us.
Yeah. Of course, whatever you would recommend.
Besides, didn't we have the raptors fueling up ready to do whatever?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You must know that we have other assets.
Yeah. He says something in Volus that.
I mean, if this is polite.
Yeah.
Amongst Volus.
He's invited you into a restaurant to have a chat with him, please.
Yeah.
And so he sits you down. And someone brings out some sort of like some small dishes of starters, which appear to be something for Turian things and something for the human, that your side of the species can eat stuff, you know, because there's the one species of Turian requires can eat some stuff and you guys can eat other. So some stuff is put down. Some of it looks nice, some of it doesn't, some of it you have no clue what it is. But picking at it, it's well prepared anyway.
Purple fizzing lumps in it.
Cuisine. Lucky you.
Yeah. Egg, you okay?
Yes, looking for paracetamol. Well, he knows who I am, so I'm taking my helmet off. And pick on the thingies.
Okay.
Yes, I follow her lead, assuming that she knows Vogue's table
runs. Yeah, what she's doing, yeah. Well, table runs a bit different for Vogue's than everyone else, but yeah.
How pleasant. Now, let us discuss business. So, you wanted to tell me about what exactly you were attempting to achieve, didn't you?
We're here we're here on a bounty for... What's his face now?
Galerius Civilius.
Commendable, it's a significant bounty.
That's why we're here. We got word that the scientist in question has been in contact with him or his flunkies.
Carella has been involved in shipping goods back and forth, including some that are infringing on my market.
Which confirms that.
What a foolish thing to do.
Indeed. I'm glad that you've seen sense yourselves and come to discuss matters to an amicable conclusion. The reason why we sent in the mech to make the point is because, you see, people like you, you often don't take us very seriously.
True.
Well,
why wouldn't we take the name seriously?
You know who we are, so you know where I came from. We have a lot of contacts with Forrest there.
But
I understand your point.
It's worth mentioning we had a suspicion that they were doing something about the divorce penalty.
So
we didn't immediately go, oh, hi.
So no, we are infringing on your business by talking to her?
You've been meddling in it. Suffice to say, unknowingly, I accept. But we do run a business here, and problems are dealt with the easy way or the hard way.
How much money does he want?
Does he even want money?
Yeah. Well, you see, we're not specifically interested in the woman. Or business that she's doing, but you can be sure that if she confesses to anything, she will disappear.
You want her for a link to Eterna, yes?
Yes.
They can give us the information we want, and
yes,
they can
yes,
have
they
her.
Can.
Done.
No, they can't have her.
Why not?
Just we aren't that sort of bunch of people.
Yeah.
Because they're most certainly going to torture and then murder her.
Okay, then we can release her onto the street at a designated point.
Then we hand her over to internal security. She's confessed something.
Yeah, which is as good as dead for them, so that's fine.
Not necessarily.
So, given that Eterna has been pushing onto your business territory, I'm sure we can find some sort of agreement where we can still do our job and help you somehow. Without the need for bullets.
I am listening. More food has been laid out for you. He's scooping things into the container.
We can offer to shut down some of the Turner's operations, particularly if they give us information that lets us find them, which we can also then use to find out more about their network.
Yeah.
Since he said they're clashing with his business, well, we can shut them down.
Yeah.
I don't like it, but...
But they are terrorists.
Yes.
Well,
so. Okay, we're fighting terrorists to help criminals, but...
It's criminals
it's
that our employer allows to
operate. Exactly. And therefore we're not upsetting the status quo. We're helping to restore it in a way.
Sorry, I have a sudden headache. I'm not really thinking very clearly.
Okay. If you want, we can end the second part of the session now, sort food out, and then come back to it.
Yeah, I think this is a good moment. Yes.
So we finish, therefore, on session two with Jarl going, I'm listening, essentially, in prep for a deal. Thank you, listeners. We'll see you again for part three, once we've had some pizza. Goodbye.